Actress Ricky Lake says it's her goal to prove that the fat girl can be the heroine. She showed how it can be done last year when she starred in John Waters' film Hairspray, a spoof of the teen culture and rock and roll dance shows of the early 60s. Lake played Tracy Turnblad, an overweight teenager. Her mother was played by the actor Divine in his last role before his death. Tracy is an outsider until she appears on the Courtney Collins dance show and wins a contest.
Mom, Dad, oh, Penny, my best friend. I'm so happy. Finally, all of Baltimore knows. I'm big, blonde, and beautiful.
Oh, you're a teen leader now.
And the showbiz offers are pouring in. Tonight we have an audition, and honey, this is only the beginning. Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top.
Oh God, fame, fortune, glamour, and to top it off, I'm in love.
Oh.
Hairspray was Ricky Lake's first film and her big break. She makes an appearance in the hit Working Girl. In Susan Seidelman's forthcoming film Cookie, starring Emily Lord and Peter Falk, Lake plays Lloyd's best friend. You can see Ricky Lake Tuesday night on CBS in a new made-for-TV movie called Baby Cakes. It's a remake of the German film Sugar Baby. Lake stars as a fat woman with a crush on a trim man. The story is about how a woman's weight defines who she's expected to have for a lover. I asked Ricky Lake if such preconceptions affect her in her own life.
The way I feel is that there's more of me to love. And I've never had problems with dates. Right now I'm seeing somebody, and it's always been an asset for me. It's never been a hindrance. I mean, sure, there's maybe been, you know, in sixth grade, I liked this guy. I mean, I was in love with this kid from all of elementary school, and he didn't like me because I was heavier than him. Not much, maybe 5 or 10 pounds, but to a guy who was like a shrimp in sixth grade, it was a big deal. So he wouldn't go out with me, and, you know, I've thought of committing suicide because I never got to go out with him. I'm kidding, but but basically it's been an asset. I'm thankful because I wouldn't even be talking to you today if it hadn't been for my weight, because I never would have gotten Hairspray.
Have you ever been asked to change your weight for a role to either gain or lose weight?
For this in particular, they wanted me to gain weight. For Hairspray too, they wanted me to gain weight, but no, not really. And I've gotten three films where I've played the skinny part. You know, the role was written for a skinny person, and I've gotten to do. You know, they've changed it around. They've made the creative choice to use me in the role. And it's, you know, it's great because they don't even, it's not like they change the dialogue or add fat jokes or anything like that. It's just they decided that they'd like to use a Ricky Lake type.
I guess that's really like the greatest thing because you wouldn't want to be in the position of just having to audition for roles that specified the person had to be a certain weight.
Right. Oh, no. And I mean, there's always something, you know, I'm always going to be typecast somehow. I mean, everybody is. You know, if they want a blonde, they're going to get a blonde.
Right, right.
You know?
And I think you were in college when your agent called you and suggested that you audition for the Tracy Turnblad role in Hairspray. What did you know about John Waters and about the part when you went for the audition?
Nothing. I had no idea, but I soon found out. I didn't know who Divine was, and I went, and it's kind of funny, I went to the audition, and I was talking to John, and John was laughing, going, you know, Ricky, if you get this job, you'll play Divine's daughter, ha, 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 and I went, ha, 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 and I went home, and I said, Ma, who is Divine? You know, I didn't want to look ignorant, and I had no idea who he was, but it was a surprise to me when I soon found out.
So you were surprised to learn that you would be playing the daughter of a woman played by a man, as a man who played the role of your mother in the movie.
Right.
What was your audition like? What did you have to do? Did you have to dance?
For the first, I had two auditions. One was the callback. The first audition, I just had to read and meet with him. And then the second audition, I had to dance and meet with the producers and the, you know, the production people. And it was funny because while I was waiting for that callback, this was after finals for school, and I had left school and I was home for the summer, and my mom was on my case the whole week to go out and get a job. And I went and applied for a job at the Gap and, you know, looking into McDonald's and see if they needed, you know, some employees or something. And as I was waiting for my turn at the audition, there was this other girl sitting next to me, and the girl was twice my size. I mean, she was huge, but she had the most beautiful face I'd ever seen in my life. And I soon found out that she was a model for overweight clothing or whatever. She was on commercials and stuff. I looked over and I wanted to make some conversations. So I said, gee, you're really pretty. And she looked over at me and went, thank you. She had a major speech impediment. So I looked away and went, yeah, you know. I said, wait a minute. This is the lead role in the movie. The girl does have to speak English. And so I knew right then and there, because there was no one else in the room meeting for the role. So I figured I had a good shot, and it worked out okay.
You had to do a lot of dances from the early 60s in the movie, including, I think, the Continental, the Mashed Potato.
Right.
Did you think of yourself as a good dancer before you worked in Hairspray?
No, and I think, I still don't think I am. I think it's the attitude. You know, it's if you watch during the Madison, everyone else is doing the exact same thing that I am, except I have this bright smile on my face, you know, and this attitude that I'm the best. So that's what shines through. It's not, you know, I'm doing the exact steps that everyone else is.
You have screen presence. You really have a lot of presence.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
I guess that just comes naturally. Huh? I mean, do you work at that?
I guess I know when the red light is on. So, and I love the attention. I love, you know, all eyes on me. I've always thrived on that. And so, and that's, I think, where it came from, where I wanted to do this. I wanted everyone to listen to me or to watch me dance or hear me sing. And so, you know, when I was growing up and I started as a singer, I thought I was the new Barbra Streisand. You know, look out, Babs, here I come. And that was, you know, at 5 years old, I was singing to those songs, you know, Secondhand Rose and Funny Girl and stuff. So it was just a way of, you know, it was normal for me.
Did you get close with Divine when you were making Hairspray?
Very. More so towards the end of the filming, towards the end of when the movie was opening. It was the most tragic thing that could have happened, and I think about him every day. He goes down in history as the man who taught me how to walk in high heels. He did. The first day I met him, he taught me how to walk with that, you know, because we had that special walk when we walk into the Hefty Hideaway store.
That's right.
And he taught me.
So what did he teach you about how to do it?
He just, you know, you have to have this swaying motion, and he had it. He was very graceful on his feet, very light on his feet.
Who were your role models when you were growing up in acting?
Annie. Annie was a biggie for me. When I first saw Annie when I was 8 years old, I cried.
This is the musical Annie.
Yeah, and I wanted to be Annie so badly, but I wasn't the starving orphan type, so I didn't unfortunately get to do it. But Laura Ingalls was, you know, from Little House on the Prairie. And when I was 6 years old, I changed my name to Laura Ingalls. I would get papers back from my teacher, you know, "Nice work, Ricky," it would say on the paper, and I'd cross out and say, "Laura, my name is Laura." And the Brady Bunch was another. Cindy Brady was the queen of the TV stars to me. I wanted to be her so badly and have blonde, curly hair like her.
Gee, you had awfully wholesome role models.
Yeah, I did. Laura Ingalls, I had the matching dress and the bonnet that I wore to bed every night. And I would, you know, wear them to school. And I think I was a warped kid. But television was a very important item in my life growing up.
I'm thinking that the kind of acting you've had to do has changed a little bit in the sense that John Waters, who gave you your first big film role, I mean, his everything's very stylized in his movies. They're not naturalistic.
Right.
And to go from that to a more naturalistic film takes a change in the technique you're using.
You're right. When I first got the script for Baby Cakes, I read it and I said, boy, that's really nice. And then I didn't want to do it. And I kind of blamed it on the fact that I didn't want to play another fat girl, you know. But when I talked to my agent about it, and it was such a good script, and it was very well written, the fact that it was a remake of a wonderful film, he was trying to convince me to do it. He said, you know, the reason you don't want to do it is because you, for once, you have to play a real person. You can't play a cartoon anymore, you know, and that's hard. You get all this recognition from Hairspray, and it's true, I played a cartoon. Very easily, I could have bombed in Baby Cakes, because it took a real actor to do that, you know. So it was hard. I was very nervous about it, but hopefully it'll work out and people will like it. Hopefully, maybe as much as Hairspray.
What kind of fan letters do you get?
Mostly from men. Men, I guess, who are chubby chasers or something. They, you know, I've gotten a couple of marriage proposals. It's really nice. I got one letter from a little girl who was 11 and she was overweight, and she says I changed her life, and it was really sweet, really touching.